Hey guys, this is Paul with ConvertingCopy.com, and I talk a lot about copy, with that being in the title of the website. So today let's talk about long copy versus short copy. Which converts better? It's an age-old discussion which rages on. And does shorter or less copy equal more conversions? More conversions of your goal, whether that's sales or whether that's getting someone to sign up for your list. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, are you going to have a better chance of getting it done with less copy or more copy? Well, conventional wisdom might tell us that more information equals a higher conversion. But conversely, you could also argue that having too much copy, even if you're making new points every time, will bore your reader and lose their interest. And that's the worst thing that can happen to you if they click away. So, in terms of long copy versus shorter copy and which converts best, I think the biggest factor comes down to your visitor's motivation and whatever kind of offer you have. So it's going to matter on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, in my experience, a shorter sales letter is more ideal when the action you want your visitor to take does not involve them parting with any of their money. When someone is just looking for free information, they're more in a skimming mindset and don't have time to read a long wind-up just to take them to the actual page they want to get to, or to encourage them to sign up for an email list. These kinds of free exchanges convert better when the copy is short and sweet and to the point. On the other hand, when you're writing a sales letter for a product itself, when you're trying to sell something to someone, then you need to make a stronger case for why someone should actually reach into their pockets and give you their money. You need to do what you can to convince your reader that your product is the best and only solution to their problem, which you can do by checking out my sales page copywriting tips, and I'll include a link to that in the description of this video. But to simplify that and sum all of that up, generally shorter sales letters convert best when the transaction doesn't involve money. And this makes sense because when something is free, then that's the best selling point which it has to offer for it. And there's no need to beleaguer the point by talking about something more than you need to when they've already been hooked on the line. And at that point, you just want to point them to where they can sign up or receive any kind of information that they're looking for, as opposed to losing them with too much copy at that point. I mean, there's a lot of factors ultimately to consider, however, but it's going to vary from niche to niche, again, and between audiences, like your visitor's motivation, their level of anxiety about whatever it is you are promoting going into it, such as something life-changing like surgery, or I mean, even elective surgery, or something on the other end of the spectrum, which is not that much of a commitment, like purchasing, you know, an ebook or something like that. So there's obviously going to be a lot more to consider when you're selling something like an ebook versus more research going into elective surgery or purchasing a car or something like that. So, you know, the level of commitment and cost associated with achieving the conversion plays a big role in short versus longer copy. The more of a commitment, the more copy you're going to want to supply them with. But ultimately, if all else fails, the best thing that you can do, as always, is to split test various links of your page and find out which one ultimately converts the best for your product, your service, or your goal specifically. And remember that copy length is definitely one of those metrics which you can and should test. All right, thank you for watching this video, and I will see you guys next time.